super fast. I mean, obviously you have athletic, big, strong guys that they have in DJ Williams, Ayers, Moss, Hagan. Those guys, they can run. They can stop the run. So it's definitely going to be a tough task. The defensive line's been doing great with the guy from San Diego, Bannon from Baltimore, and McBean. Those guys are playing well. So it's gonna be a tough game for us to run the ball. You know, we're trying to figure out a way to get into some space and create some lanes for us. But it's very tough. Obviously, with Dawkins back there running, coming into the box, he's definitely a playmaker. Been in this league a long time, seen a lot of things. So he knows pretty much everywhere you can attack a defense. So he's going to be out there leading those guys. I think, it's going to be a tough task, but, you know, we're ready for it.
You got a lot of 4-3 teams that you face in the AFC South. So what kind of challenge does a 3-4 defense pose for you guys?
Well, obviously, we don't face it. You know, we faced it in preseason against Miami, I'm sorry. And, it kind of caused us a little bit of problems, but it's something that we're getting used to, and we're just going to continue to play and working hard at it.
Reese, a lot's been said about your health. How healthy are you going into the opener?
I don't even know where that report came from, to tell you the truth. It just came out of nowhere. I guess some guy decided to get his newspaper built up. I don't know how that happens.
So you're saying you feel pretty good?
It's a non-issue. It never was an issue. It was a rest issue. We've been working hard since April. Coaches and I decided that it was better to rest. There is no injury, and it's a shame that everybody took it and ran with it. It wasn't even a problem.
Maurice, could you talk, though, about the beating you do take week in and weekend out as a running back? You're a rare guy who's got the home run speed, but primarily you run a lot right up the middle, which means taking a lot of beatings. How do you feel at the end of a year?
I feel fine. You know, I think the part of the way of taking on the beating, as you guys would say, you have to be able to control your, pretty much take care of your body throughout the season. So if that's massages, chiropractor, whatever it may be, on a daily basis, that's what you need to do. And so, and that's what we do here. There's no mystery to doing it. I mean, you get beat up in this game. Everybody gets beat up, and it's just a part of it's just how who can take care of their body better.
How much have you guys been hearing about Tim Tebow around town lately? What do you think that's going to be like this weekend with him coming back to his hometown?
It's his town, man. You know, this is going to be exciting for him. You know, probably everybody's going to try to be at the hotel and see him. And, you know, word around here flies around fast where everybody's staying. So my advice to him is to get in a private room and stay in there the whole night. You know, it's helping us out a bunch because it's selling out our stadium that he's coming, and it's gonna be a fun game.